wings, and people sometimes say it's a sign that snakes are nearby.
Well, it's he's called Skeeter. What is Skeeter Hulk?
Oh,
they call him Skeeter Hulk.
Yeah. Oh, does it eat mosquitoes?
I don't know whether he's taking that name, whether that's getting that name or not. He probably does. He just fly in and out over here, and you can hear his wings, it's around over a pond or more of that away. They call Skeeter Hulks.
Have you ever heard of an insect called a snake doctor?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That snake doctor is, he's in the shape of that fella, right enough. I don't know whether I could describe him apart all right enough,
but
they're in the shape. He's a fly, and a fly, and right.
And well, what different types of insects would you have that would sting, that could sting you?
Well, you've got the stinging ant. And here we've got the... got the wasp. We've got the.
Is there more than one variety of
wasp? Yes, there is. There's a red wasp. He's the biggest wasp we've got. But we've got a little striped yellow fella, and he's a worst wasp.
Of all the wasp.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got the yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. That little fella, he gets up in the hole in the ground under a root or a stump or something like that. And they just gangs of them, and they'll all cover you right on, jump right on you, and they can just sting to beat it. And we've got the bumblebee, and he builds in the ground too. He's a ground fella, goes in ground. And he's larger than the honeybee. Now that honeybee can sting you all right now. He's a stinger. But this bumblebee is a bigger bee. Then we've got what's known as a hornet. That he builds his house on a limb or a bush. And it's made out of stuff sort of like a wasp nest is made, if you know what a wasp nest is. And, it'll be a foot and a half across maybe here, a big one, and then 2 feet long here. And they have a hole down here that they can come out of. And them things, they're the worst stinger you've got.
Oh, they are.
They say they knock you down. I never did that. I never stung with one of them, but... He hits you hard. He goes at you just hard. And he's about the size of a honeybee. But when he's got an awful speed in his wing. He flies just zip through. And with that speed he's got, he hits you right in the forehead. And the fella says they'll knock you down. But he's a bad stinger.
Oh, what about those little insects that if you get out in the... well, in the woods or in the fields, and they'll get up under your clothes, little tiny things, and they'll raise welts.
Well,
and they'll bite you.
The ants will do that. Mm-hmm. The old ants, has got different kinds of these ants now.
And these are ones that'll really make you itch real bad.
Now, we've not got the far ant here. Now, they've got that far ant out in Texas and many other places. And he's a worse ant than we've got here now for that. We've got a little black ant here, small fella, and a red ant, but they're small. Then we've got a few big ants here. Now out in Texas in that western country, these old big ants, they move far in. They'll have mounds of dirt worked up out 3 or 4 foot across and a foot or more up out of the ground. Now we've not got him here. Never have had him here. And we've not got